Benishcha Yoimi for Parshas Vayishlach. For Yom Rishon LeParshas Vayishlach, the first day of Parshas Vayishlach, Ben Ishchai has a beautiful, beautiful pshat. I wouldn't say it's pshat, but certainly a beautiful side in the idea, and this is Parshas. Yaakov Avinu is sending malachim, he's sending angels, messengers between himself and Esav. And one of the things he tells Esav was, Im Lovon Garti. Im Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan. What does he mean by Garti? So Rashi famously says, Im Lavan Garti, I was with Lavan. V'taryag mitzvah shamarti, the word Garti, Gimel, Resh, Tuf, Yud, is the same letters as Taryag, 613. Why was he saying Im Lavan Garti? He was saying that I kept all 613 mitzvahs. So he says the Ben Ishchai, a beautiful, beautiful pshat. He says like this, and again, it's not really a pshat, but a beautiful interpretation. The Torah itself is called Torah's Chesed. As we say in Eish Yisrael, Torah's Chesed al Lishayna, the Torah, this Torah of Chesed, beautiful Torah of kindness. Why is it called the Torah of kindness? Because the Torah was given through the right hand, so to speak, of Hashem. And the right side of Hashem, the powerful side of Hashem, is the side of Chesed. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Hazinu, and Parshas B'Zeis HaBracha, Miminoi Eish Das Lomi, the Torah came from the right side of Hashem, so to speak, the side of a Chesed. And it's also well known that love and white is a reference to Chesed, the ideas of Chesed. In fact, Kesef, silver, is a form of white, and it hints towards the idea of Chesed. And that's what the Pasuk says, talks about the Chesed that will be redeemed with, and it hints to it through the idea of Kesef. On the other hand, gold, and the Ramban says this as well, gold is reddish, and the reddish hints to the idea of judgment, of Gvura, of Din. And therefore, says the Ben Ishchai, actually very interestingly, he says in Russia now, in his times, there was white gold. Why is there white gold? It takes two things and puts it together. It takes the gold, which is din, and it makes it white. He says the Ben Ishchai, it's to hint that we are coming to a time when the gold, the din, is going to be sweetened, and it's going to become white like Chesed. But what does that have to do with our parsha? So says the Ben Ishchai that all of the Avos kept the Taryag mitzvahs. Why was it so important to keep the Taryag mitzvahs? First of all, it takes Chesed. Chesed is Gematria 72. How is it Gematria 72? Ches is 8, Samach is 68, and with a dalet, it makes it 72. And if you take that and put it with the name Yisrael, Yisrael is 10. Yud is 10, Shin makes it 310, Resh makes it 510, Aleph makes it 511, and Lamed makes it 531. You put the 531 with the 72, and you get the matri of Taryag. So Chesed, the Taryas Chesed with Yisrael is Taryag. Why is that so important? He says because what the Ben Ishchai describes as Pliny and Plinus, two terrible forces of evil, which we can spell out the gematrias at the very least, has the gematria of Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, which comes out to 132, and the other Plinus, what he calls another force of evil, which is Lamed Yud Saf, comes out to the gematria of 481, Tuf Pei Aleph. If you take 132 from the first evil force and 481 and put them together, you come out to a Taryag. So Yaakov Avinu was saying that I kept the Taryag mitzvahs. I keep the 613 mitzvahs, which is Taryas Chesed and Yisrael together. And I have accomplished what I have accomplished to create the Jewish people in the house of Lavan. What does it have to do with Lavan, says the Ben Ishchai? That's what he was saying. Im Lavan, with Chesed Garti. Once I have the Taryas Chesed, the Lavan, the whiteness, Garti, then I have Taryag. And there now, because I have Taryag, Shamarti, I am protected. What am I protected from? From the two forces of evil, which is the source of the power of Esav, the power of Samach Mem and Aleph Lamed, and the power of Lamed Yud and Lamed Yud Saf. And when you have that together, it equals Taryag. But now I am protected. The very, very deep idea of the Ben Ishchai in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlocha.